This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're one of them?
Oh, no, check that. That was Nora. Nora's October 14th. Benny's September 18th. There you go.
I remember lots of birthdays.
What's LJ's?
November 23rd.
There you go. That's all. I was quizzing you. All right. You were looking at me like
Sagittarius, like his dad.
Okay. Oh, are you into the Geminis?
No, I just know that I'm a Sagittarius, and I know that he is as well.
Okay. Oh, that's cute. That's a nice little bonding right there. All right. What's Ja Morant? What is he? Is he Taurus?
What is going on here?
Is he Taurus? Is Stephen Curry? What is? I don't know. All right. Let's get into the game.
Ja. If he pulls out the RPG tonight, somebody got to take him down.
The Bazooka Ja. It's G.I. Ja. That was SF Bay drummer. You paid $5 to say that. And it's the Grizz Lies, not the Grizzlies. The Grizz Lies. Are they going to be lying tonight? Anthony Slater seemed very confident that they're going to win.
Biggest game in years. No, do you guys agree with that?
It's the biggest game since 2 days ago.
Okay, that's your thought. What about you, Carter?
That's what it is.
I mean, Spadoni's kind of right.
Yeah, you're right. Like, thank you.
It is. It's the biggest game since 2 days
Sam,
ago.
Sam, what about you?
He's locked in.
He's busy. But he's busy. Are getting bigger. That's just a fact.
He's busy eating oatmeal, sausage, and milk?
No, he's getting your sound that you guys wanted.
What's the sound that we wanted? What do we want?
Anthony Slater saying it's the biggest game since Game 6.
Oh, there it is. 888-957-9570. Biggest game of the Warriors season is today. Because if they lose tonight, then Joe Shasky says don't even bother showing up to Shea Center on Friday. Says your season's cooked. If you win that, you're getting cooked in the first round. You're going to be tired. So you have got to win tonight. 888-957-9570. 1 hour to go. Who's winning tonight and why? Who's winning and why?
Jimmy Butler has to have a big game.
Does Jimmy have to have a big game? Yeah. Does Steph need to have the big game?
Like, you know, we know how this fan base operates, right? I'm not saying this is what I'm going to do. But everyone's going to be like, Jimmy just didn't show up. Steph doesn't have enough help.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's what we're going to do?
I mean, that's what we do. I'm not saying me. I'm saying that's what fan bases do.
And then Jimmy's going to say something like this, and people are going to get mad.
Go home and play some dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help me feel better.
If he says that again tonight and they lose, would you feel some type of way?
I'm going to wear all black in my living room for Friday night's game if that's what happens.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I'll be like Mark Jackson. I'm fighting for my life.
Oh, my God. They control their own fate.
We're great. We're right where we want to be. We still got an opportunity, and we control our own fate. We're going to be just fine.
They're going to be just fine. 888-957.
It sounds like me explaining to my wife, like, we're going to be fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. My head, I'm like, it's not fine. It is not good.
I'm listening to him say that, and I was like,
it is not good.
Do you believe that, Jimmy? Well, in fairness to Jimmy, he's been here a couple months. So, like, I get it. He's all in. He's a warrior, all of that. But, like, for him, he's just, this is regular for him. He's gone to the play-in multiple times. Like, it's nothing new. And by the way, the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat are playing, I think, for the third time in a row in the play-in game. Like, that matchup, that tells you all you need to know about the play-in game. I'm getting Chicago Bulls in the play-in game 3 years in a row against the Miami Heat.
What, oh, I, kiss. What I don't want tonight, I hate the little things, the omens. I want no premature shimmies, no premature night-nights. Let's
I don't think he has done a premature night-night, has he?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's ever done one of those.
I just don't want any. I want, like, if we're going to do, you know, that kind of
stuff. Oh, he could do the shimmy. Like, if Jaw's doing the grenade throw, as I...
That a boy.
Oh, God. These
just broke right, the microphone.
No, I lifted it up. It's worth good. If Jaw's going to do the grenade, at one point today, I want Steph or Draymond to also do one.
How? I don't want any night-night at all.
No, do you want
feel me?
No, do you want a grenade throw, though, from Steph?
Sure, right? But I, the
we
night-night...
We could be up 40 in the fourth quarter, and I want none of it.
Oh.
No, until what? The last buzzer sounds.
Come on, you can have fun. It's Chase Center. Come on.
No.
They're having fun. They're going to win tonight. They are going to win tonight. You're going to come in tomorrow, and you know what the energy is going to be? Thank God we won that. Now we're going to take care of business, so we're going to win round one. So you have all this scared energy. You're going to win tonight. You'll come in tomorrow. Say, see, this is what we wanted all along. You didn't want the Lakers in round one. You didn't want the Nuggets. You wanted the Rockets all along.
Could you imagine, though? Let's just suspend reality for a second.
Okay.
You do win tonight.
Yes.
Then you go on and you beat Houston in six.
Yep.
You go through Ime Udoka and Dylan Brooks.
And then what's the confidence
level?
Then you
go through the Lakers.
Or you're sleeping on the T-Wolves that easily?
Yes. And
what?
Go, yeah, the referees.
Wow. Just sleeping on Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle.
Because they're going up against Luka, LeBron, and the refs. So three mega max superstars.
Oh, my God.
First ballot Hall of Famers.
By the way, the referee assignment tonight, I did mention it during the Anthony Slater. So we got Josh Tiven, your boy.
Yeah.
Bill Kennedy.
Bill Kennedy is the worst.
Why?
He's terrible.
And Nick Bukert. There you go. Not Rick Bukert. Nick Bukert. There you go. And the alternate is...
Rick Bukert, the worst Warrior sideline reporter of all time.
Why are we just throwing shade? Former host here at 95.7. Come on, we protect our own.
He was always, like, confused and stuttering, and it's a mess. He was a hot mess.
So, you guys, you and Bonte used to do
this. He was better on ESPN.
You want some fun facts about the lead official tonight, Josh Tiven? He wears number 58. This is his 15th season from Connecticut. His favorite TV show is Seinfeld. His favorite movie is Minority Report. It's a great one. You remember that one? Tom Cruise?
Of course.
Favorite musician? Dermot Kennedy? That's not a real person. Favorite meal? Chicken parm and vodka sauce. There you go. And so, he likes to go on Instagram.
So you go through the Lakers, okay, in the second round, and then you get Oklahoma City. You go through them, all right? Then you get to the finals, and then I'm bring on the Celtics again. That is the dream. If I'm going dream scenario, and then that sound that I had from last week, that clip where I basically said that they were, you know, going to win the championship, that all comes to fruition.
I don't just believe. I know that they can win a championship.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. I really do. Like, I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get, clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
You still feel that way right now today?
They win tonight. Oh, it's back in play.
Not right. I'm asking you right now. What's the confidence level for you right now?
Like a 2.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
You're that unconfident about this team.
I don't know who is going to show up tonight.
Like, that game, again, I know they lost, but I felt like, wow. Like, they went toe-to-toe with the Clippers team that's historically owned them.
No doubt.
Like, and that was a playoff game, and
no,
they were right there.
It was a great game.
A couple things here or there. You win that game, and I think... You reiterate that the Warriors will win a championship. If you had won that game, you would have felt that on Monday. You would have been feeling that yesterday. Right now, you've had another day to marinate on it. Like, I feel even better, even though they lost. Like, wow. You have that effort level, and you play that game like you did against the Clippers tonight, you might blow them out, as far as I'm concerned. I think you might pull away from this team.
Like, considering we lost to the Spurs and Harrison Barnes, you fought tooth and nail to the Portland Trail Wizards, but the effort. It's a hard sell on we're going to blow them out tonight.
Okay, but the effort level I saw in that game and the confidence level I saw in that game from the big boys on Sunday blew that Spurs game, that Blazers game, that Rockets game out of the water. That was a different team I saw on Sunday.
But like, I watched how Minnesota got up huge on Memphis, and then Memphis was fighting back in that game. They're not going to go down. They are not going to lay down.
They're not going to lay down, but I do think you can punch them in the mouth early and then don't allow them to get back in the game in the second quarter and make a run, and you could be sitting pretty and, you know, be flexing on this team and throwing grenades all over the place like John Morant likes to do everywhere else. I'm just saying, like, I know you're worried about the shimmies, but I want some swagger in the building tonight. I want some swagger with Stephen Curry. I want some swagger from the young guys, from Pods early, from Moses Moody early, from you know, if Gary Payton can hit a three-pointer early, if he's going to be open, like, hit those things, man. And is Jonathan Kuminga going to play in this game? I think the energy level of a guy like that, what he could bring with a big dunk or a block or something like that, I think that could feed into the team, right? Coming off of DMP. Guy Santos, you like the hustle from him. Quentin Post, when's the last time we felt like Quentin Post three, a big one, right? That would be huge in a game like tonight. So as you're talking about all hands on deck, you know, Slater was kind of saying, you know, if it's another 40-plus minute game for these guys tonight, maybe you're not going to see a lot of these players. So
it's just going to be interesting. How, like, this team and this coach, I feel so confident in seven-game matchups, yet in these one-off sample games, not a seven-game series closeout game. I'm talking about a one-off game. I have very little confidence. It is the most bizarre thing in the world, and I can't really put my finger on it.
It's
other than the record kind of speaks for itself.
Well, it's just, again, is it too early to say small? Like, three, they played it three times, but they are 0-3. Like, do you, the play-in's only been around for what, 4 years now? I want to say
we've been in how many of them?
Three, or no, two.
Well, it was 2021.
It was two, because last year, and then they played two in one play-in scenario.
Yeah, they lost to the Lakers and the Grizzlies.
Correct, and there you go. Like, they were, in that one, there was, like, no fans in the crowd either. Sam was talking about this. He's like, remember that last game against the Grizzlies and also in Los Angeles? Like, they had some fans because it was post-COVID.
I know, and, like, five rims for LeBron.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just the greatness of him. But, like, that's, like, there was no fans there. So, Ja was young. That was his first little taste of playing, and then he got the playoffs, and they lost to the Jazz. And then he went against the series against him the year after. Now, you got Ja. There's no Taylor Jenkins. There's no Dylan Brooks. There's no Marcus Smart. There's none of those guys. It's Desmond Bain, JJJJ. It was funny what Slater said, because when I asked him about the matchup, what did he go? He said the only matchup you have to worry about tonight for the Warriors is JJJ and himself in the fouls. Because if he plays dumb and he does dumb fouls like he likes to do, then that's good for the Warriors and they'll probably win this game. If he plays smart and level-headed, that changes things. So what you need to do tonight, get in his dome.
Win the psychological game.
Get in his dome early on. Get up in him. Irritate him. Do whatever you need to do to force him to break and do some dumb and silly things.
I would argue that getting Ja in the action.
And I don't like that Draymond is like checking on him during grade. No, I don't need that.
No.
He's not your Michigan State guy tonight. I don't need that.
Worry about himself.
Correct.
I would argue that I want to see a lot of pick and rolls at the top of the key, and I want to see them attack Zach Edey and John Morant. Those are the two weak links on their defense.
Right. That's what's coming up with the game. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Tonight's game, 888-957-9570. I want to do a rapid fire. Who's winning tonight and why? It's very simple. 888-957-9570. And also, is Kuminga going to play tonight? Or is he going to be another DMP? I'm interested in that. Spadoni at Shasky, come on back for the Morning Roast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You know, we beat the Lakers or the Pelicans. You know, I like our chances against the Thunder. I think we're going to go on a deep run. There's people still saying that last year. They thought they could go on a deep run. No. You win tonight. You win this game. You could go on a deep run. But Joe Shasky's here to tell you, if you lose tonight, there ain't no deep run. It could be over.
They need the rest. They need to be able to take their time, game plan for the next opponent. And look, you got a thumb, you got a neck with Draymond, thumb for Steph, neck for Draymond. You got the quad for Jimmy. This team needs a couple of down days of relaxation.
And if they do lose tonight, and maybe they lose in the first round or, you know, in another play-in, well, you're going to be subscribing to Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast because you're going to be shifting to Giants talk. Sam Lubman and Joe Shasky, and occasionally Steven Rizzotto filling in, have the best Giants talk in the world. The world! Catch the latest episode and hear all about Jung-Hoo Lee's big weekend in the Bronx, as well as how big a statement the Giants can make in Philly this week. They made a big statement yesterday. Willie Adames getting his first jack as a San Francisco Giant. They are a lot of fun right now, and I can't wait to have some more Giants talk. You know what? I would like to have some more Giants talk, so that means the Warriors should win tonight so we could talk about them more because, you know, they're being selfish right now and causing all these fans heart attacks and losing to the Clippers the way they've done. We can't even talk about the Giants right now, but I promise we will, and go subscribe to Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys if you're missing any of that Giants itch.
So doing a deep dive on the Memphis Grizzlies, one of the things that they have been struggling to do is get Ja Morant playing great at the same time as Jaren Jackson Jr.
And they didn't when they played the Warriors 2 weeks ago. It was a Ja Morant show, but JJJ was being a knucklehead.
And then, you know, when you mix in Desmond Bain and all three of them are playing well, they're unbeatable.
Yeah.
They just are. And so this is a team that started off hot. And as Slater brought up their defense, well, they're out their best perimeter player in Jalen Wells. He started 73 games for them. He was their perimeter stopper, if you will. Not that he is Dylan Brooks, but fills a void like Dylan Brooks out on the perimeter. So you're going to get this guy, Vince Williams Jr. tonight, and Scottie Pippen Jr., all right? The two juniors, if you will.
Junior.
Those are the two guys that they're going to try to throw on Curry. I don't know who's going to start. I'm leaning, they're saying Williams, and then Scottie would come off the bench. They're 0-8 on the West Coast this year at those arenas. West Coast arenas, they're 0-8.
Vince Williams, last game, I get it, was against the Mavericks. I don't think the Mavericks really played anybody. He had a double-double, 12 points, 11 boards. So I'm just saying.
Now, the Warriors are 19th in the league in opponents' fouls per game, meaning the amount of fouls you draw. Memphis is number two. So defending without Fallon is going to be significantly important for the Warriors,
especially
tonight.
Against Jaw, which is why you want to force him to be a three-point shooter tonight. Don't allow the dribble drive penetrations in the paint, because he will finish and you will reach and you'll be doing something dumb. And now we're making fun of JJJ, but you also don't want to do the same thing that he likes to do, dumb fouls.
Now, the Warriors have been really scrappy. They have the fourth best offensive rebounding percentage, meaning the opportunities and how many of those do you actually get. Well, Memphis is slightly better. They're third. So this is a team you have to keep off the glass. And right now, the Golden State Warriors, if you're looking at the matchup, they're up 3-1 this year. They're a totally different team now with Jimmy Butler. If you look at the three games before Butler, Steph didn't play in one, and you're playing Lindy Waters heavy minutes. TJD was playing heavy minutes in one of the games. That's just not the case for the Warriors currently. But in the December 19th game, what really struck me was that Memphis nailed 27 threes. That was a franchise record. You cannot let this team play inside out.
Anthony Slater, who joined us last segment, Joe, and if you missed any of that interview, Anthony Slater covers the team for The Athletic, 95% of the game. Find it on YouTube, free Odyssey app. Again, find them all there. But he said this is the biggest game. Tonight is the biggest game since game six of the Western Conference semis back in 2023. Take a listen.
Part of why tonight is so massive to you know, win this game and not play Friday night. I honestly think this is the biggest night of basketball for them since game six, 2023 against the Lakers. Like, the result of tonight to me dictates whether they have a realistic playoff path, playoff life ahead of them, or if they're kind of dead on arrival. So
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow. Because I'm
expand on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, please, because or not. But again, I hear him on that, but there's also a part of me, and I know Warriors fans, and I know we do this as fans in general, you will talk yourself into it if you win on Friday, if you lose tonight. And I don't want to keep doing this forward-thinking radio and always talking about the future. I want to focus on the now, but that was interesting to me. Anthony Slater, who covers the team, and I know you've been saying it, and I respect both of your guys' opinions tremendously, but he's saying it's basically their playoff lives tonight. If you lose this game, he does not envision any scenario that this team could go on a deep run. You win tonight, he can envision that scenario of going on a deep run. Beating the Rockets, who we all think would have been the best matchup regardless in the first round. Then you take your chances against either the Lakers or the Timberwolves. Still going to be tough, but we'll see. And then conversely, you know, everyone's saying maybe the Thunder, maybe it's the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals.
Maybe.
I could see the Clippers. Can you not see the Clippers beating the Nuggets?
The team that I just saw the other day, it looks very difficult to beat.
Now, can Kawhi do that in a series? That's going to be the next question, right? Like, that's going to be the ultimate question, I think, for the West.
I'm not going to doubt him.
Stay healthy. Well, that's nice of you not to doubt him, but I'm going to doubt his health currently because he needs to show me. Unfortunately, shout out Missouri.
I've seen what he's done on one leg against the Warriors with the Raptors, and I was impressed so much so that it's been 6 years since, and I still give him the benefit of the doubt. That being said, when I look at the Warriors right now, Joe, I think the thing for me is, like, there are certain moments in the season where you know, like, oh, yeah, there's extra math. Like, you could still make this
the
up.
Math is there. Yeah.
You know, stuff can happen. I knew the way they lost that Spurs game, and I knew it would have a domino effect on the remaining games of the season. Most people did. It's like, oh, well, this could happen, and that could happen. And it's like, no, you had to win that game. And that's how I feel tonight, and much more so than even that Spurs game. You have to win tonight for the psyche, the mentals, the rest, the preparation. Otherwise, the rest of the season, there's a cap on what they can accomplish. There just is.
Is tonight a must-win for you, Dub Nation? If they lose tonight, is the season all but over for you as far as expectations go? 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, we got about 20 minutes. I want to hear from the people today. A lot of scared and nervous energy. I've been talking to a lot of people around the hallways. A lot of nervous energy from people around these parts. Hey, I'm not nervous when I got Stephen Curry, when I got Jimmy Butler, when I got Draymond Green, when I got Brandon Pajemski. All right? I got all these guys that are playing very well and very confident. All I need is a couple more to step up here and there. I'm not asking for Moses Moody to give me 25, 24 points, whatever. Give me double digits. Hey, buddy, knock down a couple of threes, a couple of shots. We had a G-man calling earlier. Make your layups, guys. Don't smoke these layups. Make the layups. Is that a lot? It's not a lot to ask for in this game, in this scenario, in this situation. I get it. Zach Edey's a big. Jaren Jackson, they're big guys. They're chiseled. They're strong. But I know what you did last time against them, too. I know you've owned this team in the regular season thus far. I know they're a different team. I know you're a different team. But again, take care of the ball. Good things are going to happen. 8 turnovers, Steph. I'm looking at you there. Yeah, everything else was great on Sunday. The turnovers were not. Clean that up. I'll take my chances.
ESPN asked all of their NBA experts.
Oh, all of them.
Grizzlies, Warriors. Who are you picking?
Every single one took the Warriors.
10-1 Oh. Took the Warriors.
Who's the one?
Ramona Shelburne.
What? Mona? Not Momo. Not Momo. Friend of the station. Or is that just Willard and Dave?
Collier, Herring, McMahon, Bobby Marks, Dave McMenamin, Kevin Pelton, George Sedano, Mark Spears, Jeremy Wu. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't want to mess it up.
This is going great.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess it up.
As long as Perkins isn't on there, we're fine.
No,
he is not one of the insider analysts. No, hell no. I think in his hierarchy, he had like the Warriors 5th on like teams that could win the title. Perk is very 3rd. Yeah, that tells you Perk is big time Warriors fan.
Yeah,
huge.
That scares
That's
me.
Your boy, dude. That's your boy. Talking about
he has done more damage to the NBA brand than anyone.
Really?
In the last 50 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Not even, you know, Skip?
It's not close.
Skip, Stephen A.
You're
no.
stupider when you listen to him talk, like on basketball stuff. Like the way he presents it from a media standpoint is disrespectful to the energy level that the players put in, the coaches and all that. It's absurd the way he discusses the game.
What you just said reminded me of Billy Madison at the end when Billy has his like little soliloquy about business ethics or whatever. He's like, Mr. Madison, what you just said makes no sense at all. Everyone in this room is now dumber after listening to it. I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. That's exactly what you just did to Kendrick Perkins.
He just
the seriousness in your face right now. No, it gets to you.
Well, he doesn't do research. I don't think he rewatches games.
He does his own research. That's the way we do these days. We do our own research.
Well, no, his research is like a text message from LeBron's clutch management or whatever.
He does not like LeBron.
I don't want to go down this road. I don't like him.
Okay. All right. Anthony Slater on if the Warriors could match up with the Thunder.
You got to also like contextualize how you're going to be going into facing the Thunder.
Exactly.
You're going to be with your limping superstars, older superstars right now. You're going to add, you know, an extra 80 something minutes played this week, right? You know, high intensity minutes because you're talking about 2 elimination games. You're putting yourself in danger, by the way, of not even getting to the Thunder if you have a Friday night against Klay Thompson or the Kings in Chase Center if you don't win that. But let's say you do win that. 38 hours later, you're going to be playing the Thunder probably on ABC Saturday or Sunday afternoon, game 1 in Oklahoma City, a team that not only won 68 games, but rested some of their stars down the stretch, has this entire week to prep and rest and practice in Oklahoma City. Probably just going to punt away game 1. Game 2 would be your chance to kind of spice up the series. Sure, maybe. I mean, you'll get some extended breaks within that series, but that is not how you want to be going into facing the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, yes, I think tonight dictates whether you have a realistic path to contention or not.
Listen, the path through the West and to the finals is going to be brutal no matter what. I think we can all agree on that. Like, this is the deepest. We were talking about it for weeks. This is the deepest I've ever seen the West, in a West that the Warriors are going to try to contend through. Like, during any of their runs, I don't remember, outside of maybe when the Rockets were the Rockets with Daryl Morey, with James Harden, like, when they were doing their thing, like, that was a tough matchup for them.
Sure.
Outside of that, though, I didn't really, like, nothing else was scaring me in the West.
Well, and they're all so unique in the West. Like, think about the way that are going to try to attack you. Think about the way the Nuggets would try to attack you.
The Timberwolves. Yeah.
Everyone's so
Clippers.
Different. OKC is completely different from all those teams.
Right.
Houston is different. Like, they're a old school. They're probably more of a 90s team.
Right.
Like, than they are team in terms of defensively. Like,
right.
They really want to get up underneath your skin. They want to play that New York Knicks brand of basketball from the 90s, you know.
Sure. Like, Pat Ewing?
And the old Miami Heat. Yes, absolutely. Even like, let's say, an early 00s Piston style.
Okay.
But
rugged.
Yeah, rugged. But they don't have the guy like Rip. But and point withstands. There's a lot of different teams and specific matchups, and that's why, like, you just gotta win this one. So you get to everyone take a deep breath. The whole psyche of the team feels good. And we can recalibrate come Friday, Saturday, figure out what the best strategy is against a team that you do have familiarity with in Houston. You just played them.
Everyone take a deep breath. Woosah, chill. Jimmy Butler's got this, all right?
We're great. We're right where we want to be. We still got an opportunity and we control our own fate. We're going to be just fine.
Win tonight, you'll be just fine.
Well, if you do win tonight, you are right where you want to be.
There you go.
Then
right?
I will buy back
then
on.
Then you will buy
absolutely
back in. Okay, we get that.
Absolutely.
If they win tonight, we'll get this back.
I don't just believe, I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this.
I love how I said they can.
I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm
Whoa.
Dead serious on this. I really do. I'm not even, this isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get, clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
If they win tonight, Shasky's all back in. If they lose, Warriors are dead to him. He's wearing all black on Friday. He's going to join the black parade. He's going to be listening to My Chemical Romance and Blink 182. All right, he's going to go down to Live 105 down there
it would be
and hang out
somebody
with Marcy.
That I used to know.
Oh, Gautier, let's go.
Yeah.
All right, and then there's the other one.
Anxiety. I'm in like all black, and it's like,
that's Jesse, today is anxiety.
Anxiety. Yeah, that's the Doichi. Is that Doichi? Yeah. Doichi.
Is there medication for anxiety? Because I could sure use it.
Yes, there's an entire industry about it. Yes. Brian, or no, BTA or BPA? Who is
BTA.
That? Who's BTA?
You're about to find out.
About to find out.
Who is this? BTA and SF? What does the BTA stand for?
No, like batting practice, BPA 2. BPA San Francisco.
Oh.
I know there's a BPA in Palo Alto.
Okay.
Batting practice.
So I agree with Shasky. I think the Warriors can win the championship. Well, first of all, I just want to say I listen to you guys every morning. Well,
thank you.
And you guys are doing a great job, and you have very insightful analysis. I don't even listen to the other station anymore. But I got six reasons the Warriors can win the championship. Can I read them?
Yeah, please, I'm going to write them down.
Let me get my numbers here for you real quick.
I'm going to write them down. Go slowly, and let's roll.
We'll start at six. Number six.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go in my particular order. First of all, I like the pathway and the bracket that they're in.
Okay.
Because they're not playing OKC. They're not playing OKC in the second round. If they beat the Rockets, they're going against either the Lakers or the Timberwolves. So I like those matchups. So here's that's number one, the pathway and the bracket. Number two, they're 2-1 against Memphis.
They're 3-1. 3-1.
The 3-1 against Memphis. The last 14 games have been 12-2 against the Rockets. 4-2 the last six games. They won the last game against the Lakers, and I think they match up really well with them. And people forget, they've been 2-1 last three games against OKC. So that pathway right there gets us to the finals, and you know what they can do against Boston. Oh, also, what about Jimmy and the Fierce threesome? Beth, Dre, and Jimmy Buckets. And don't forget, Steve Kerr, who won championships, because he was a player and coach. So those are all my reasons. I think I ought to give it.
Hey, batting practice. Where are you right now? Are you actually like at a cage right now and hitting balls? What are you doing? Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm on a speakerphone. Why? Can you hear?
No, you're cutting off. We couldn't
when
really
I
hear
go
you.
To a batting cage. I go to San Francisco Baseball Academy and I say what up to my boy, Mike Accardi, right there on Geary.
There you go. You like going to the cages?
We're actually
going to
do a hit-a-thon.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to try to raise some money for some kids so they can go to Cooperstown.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool. That's
great. Not every family has the ability to afford some of these I call them memories, like, these opportunities. When we went down to Monterey a couple years ago, we had a bunch of kids on the team that, like, have never been outside of San Francisco, let alone, like, played in a game somewhere outside of San Francisco. And so the older I get, the more I realize that, like, I want to do something for kids that don't have the wherewithal to be able to have moments and memories and experiences. And so going to Cooperstown is like really, 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 really cool. Not just for the kids, but like for them to be with their buds and their boys and go play ball. And it's a memory that'll last for them forever.
I love batting cages when I was a kid. Like, we used to have some like birthdays sometimes at the batting cages. Go hit there. They had an arcade at the one down in Monterey. I don't know if it's still there anymore, but had a great time over there. Batting practice.
We do it in the backyard now. I have the hitting net, and then we have the tee, and we were doing that in the backyard on Saturday.
Baby LJ, he's getting after it.
Yeah, he's swinging it.
Yeah? Yeah, Barry Bonds or what?
Well, he has
Ichiro.
The only bat that he can use right now is a blue plastic one.
Or the big one,
it's his own torpedo, if you will.
As long as he's just hitting balls with it, not other people.
Well, he wants to hit hard balls.
Okay.
And the bat doesn't respond really well to the hard balls. So, yeah.
Got it.
He wants to be a big boy.
Has he started using the golf clubs at all yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Like swinging them at the dogs, swinging them at the golf ball.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And well, you know, the dogs, you got to put them on notice sometimes. You know, LJ's got to flex on them. You know?
Yeah.
No. Adam.
We're working
assert on dominance.
There you go.
Assert dominance.
Adam is in San Francisco. I know Adam's feeling good about tonight's game, right, bud?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm up near Redding, California right now, and I just tuned into the part that we're talking about championships and OKC, and I'm like, wow, we really jumped ahead here in 3 hours. I'm looking at tonight's game against the Grizzlies. That obviously, you have to win it. I really think that Jonathan Kuminga needs to be a part of the rotation, and here's why. That four-week stretch last week where we played the Grizzlies, Rockets, Nuggets, Lakers, Kuminga was really good in a lot of those games, and I specifically want to highlight the Lakers game, which was a problem against the Clippers, was defensive rebounding and then being able to guard point of attack ball. He was so good defensive rebounding against the Lakers, chose his right spots, and the fact that he got a DNP against the Clippers honestly kind of shocked me. And I don't really agree with Steve Kerr's assessment of like, oh, well, that's why we got Jimmy, and it's kind of hard to get him in. I'm like, I think they could have used a lot of what he brings to the table. So I think Kuminga is going to be hopefully involved tonight. I'm not worried about the other players. We just have to defend well, rebound well, and they will win this game. And to quote Jimmy Johnson as I get off the air, how about them Giants? Woo!
There you go. He's fired up about it. I want that energy tonight after the Warriors game. How about them Warriors is what I want. And you know what? That leads us to the question right now. We got about 10 minutes to go. Would you play Jonathan Kuminga tonight? 888-957-9570.
Not will the coach.
Not, I don't care what Steve Kerr's doing. You, Joe, you, Sam, you, Carter, you, 888-957-9570. Would you play Jonathan Kuminga tonight? I need a why or a why not on why you would play Jonathan Kuminga tonight.
I would. I think they need a jolt, number one. I think they do. They need a little jolt off the bench. They need some scoring off the bench. And I think that you need also another guy who, at least at minimum, can be six difficult fouls on Ja and put some strength on him. I would have Kuminga, and I would tell him this, when you go in there, you're guarding Ja full length of the court and just harass him. And then if he is guarding you, you are backing him down, even though back to the basket is not one of your elements. I would, even if it's 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'm not saying you got to play him 20. That's a different story. 5 minutes, I would. I would play him.
I also would play him, and it's not for those reasons, although those are good. Have we been talking about for weeks, and Anthony Slater in particular, and you, that this team needs Jonathan Kuminga if they want to do anything in the West? Like he needs to be a part of it? Have we been talking about that for a long time now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I need him to play tonight. You know why? Because the last thing I need is his mentals shot, having two DNPs.
Yeah, but this is about the team.
Okay, is he a part of the team?
No, I hear you on the mental side of it, but like...
No.
I want to make it clear. I'm not giving him minutes because he's not happy or whatever. I'm giving him minutes because I think he can actually contribute.
No, but I'm not saying his happiness is one thing, but that also, that is a part of it. As you're a head coach, like you do need to juggle the mentals of some of these players, that it might be a little more fragile, that might be a little bit, you know, teetering, if you will. And I do think it's incumbent on the head coach to instill confidence in a young player that needs it, especially if it's a young player that you are going to need in a given series against maybe the Lakers, and especially against the Rockets, who you would play after today, or a T-Wolves, or whoever in the West. We just talked about it. The West is a gauntlet, and he needs to be a part of it. You're talking about the old legs. Wouldn't it be nice to rely on some fresh legs like Jonathan Kuminga, Joe? Wouldn't that be very nice to be able to rely on that guy having 25, 30 minutes and playing him in all these series in tight games?
If I'm being honest, I wish he never got hurt and he'd be farther along.
Correct. And he did get hurt. And that's,
I mean, but we're not. And so I understand the severity of where they're at in the season, and I understand that we're asking, you know, a lot of him.
Would you play Jonathan Kuminga tonight? 888-957-9570. Why or why not? Ryan and Martinez. Ryan, are you playing JK tonight? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Absolutely. I think that Jonathan Kuminga, the caller before, was right on point. He picks his spots to get those rebounds, those critical rebounds. And offensive and defensively, his physicality, his athleticism really pairs well against Memphis. And I think that Steve has that in his I think he has that in his mind, and I think this is a matchup that he chooses to put Kuminga on the floor. I don't think he gets a ton of minutes, but I think, you know, 10 to 12 minutes of good basketball, hopefully, you know, 5 to 7 rebounds in that time frame.
I like it.
That's Ryan and Martinez.
And then from Eddie in Oakland, I agree with you 100%. They could have used Kuminga against the Clippers just to try to slow down Harden or Kawhi at least. They're so unique in the half court and the way that they can use their shoulder to lean in and get fouls and whatnot. I like him better against this Memphis team. And I also don't think Memphis has a body to slow him down on offense, when Kuminga's on offense.
Correct. They don't have the players and the experience on their team like the Clippers do. Let's just call it what it is. They also don't have the head coaching experience on this team. God love Coach Tomas. He's not Ty Lue, who's one of – I don't know his last name. I'm just calling him Coach Tomas because that's his first name, all right? That's what I'm calling him. All right, Coach. Trevor, San Carlos.
Oh, boy.
Are you playing JK tonight, Trev?
Hey, morning, guys. And I am. I think maybe even start him and give him that 20 to 25 minutes. Let him be aggressive, get Triple J or Bane, somebody in foul trouble. And then if he doesn't do that in the first quarter and a half, then, you know, maybe not play him as much in the second.
I'd be bold.
He needs to get aggressive from the get-go.
So from DNP to starting would be insane.
I don't think they're going to
do that. They're not doing that, but
because
I appreciate
it. Because then it would be Jimmy.
Appreciate the call.
It would be Jimmy, Dre, and JK, and they've acknowledged,
yes,
probably rightfully, that combo doesn't really work.
Right, and again, if you're just joining us.
Just like I wouldn't want to start Looney with those guys.
No. And if you're just joining us, Steve Kerr had a DNP for Kuminga, Guy Santos as well, both DNPs on Sunday's loss against the Clippers, and this was his rationale about Kuminga not playing in that game. Will he play tonight? We'll see.
We've just found a group, you know, with since Jimmy got here, that we're pretty comfortable with. Guy didn't play either. You know, Guy's been our highest plus minus guy over the last 2 months. You know, both he and JK have been really impactful players for us, and doesn't mean they're out of the loop, you know, going forward. It's just this is how this game played out.
I would give Guy a couple minutes too.
Yes,
Guy's a guy that against them last time got you a bunch of extra possessions through hustle, tips, bats. This team needs that.
More from this, and not from Steve Kerr, but from the leader of the team, Steph Curry, right? Like, that's who I go to when it comes to leadership and getting my mentals right if I need to lean on someone, and their words mean a lot to me. If I'm JK, it's probably Steph. And this is what Steph had to say to the media, but about JK and him getting a DNP.
Just to be ready. It's the test of a young player in this league, and especially with our team. You never know when your moment will be there at the brightest and highest of moments. So it wasn't his time tonight. And, you know, against Memphis, it could be a game where he makes his presence felt. So don't let noise outside of the locker room, the attention that might come from it, you know, distract you from your ability to make an impact when your number is called. So we saw this summer, DNPs are all over the place. You got to be able to be ready.
Okay. He is correct. And there's a lot of truth to what he's saying. But if the shoe was on the other foot,
he'd be,
As a competitor, I think a lot of guys would be frustrated. And quite frankly, if you weren't frustrated,
that'd be a problem.
Yeah.
You need to be pissed because you want to be playing because that's exactly the competitor, right? And I'm sure Steve Kerr would echo those same sentiments.
You know, if there was a, let's say then it's hypothetical. Kyrie was playing on the Olympic team
right
now, and you know, whoever, whatever coach decided to roll with him instead of Steph, and Steph was getting the DMPs. He might smile and say all the right things.
He'd be pissed.
Exactly.
He'd be pissed.
We know. Of course.
And Jason Tatum, rightfully so.
Obviously,
like,
Kuminga's not on his level.
No.
That's an unfair thing. But it's here's it. I empathize with young players being in tough spots. That's where we're at with JK. He has control of a lot of those things because he can control how he plays and things. But there's some things that are out of his control.
I'm fascinated to see how this whole thing shakes out with him. If he plays tonight and he has a good game and they win, if he doesn't play and they lose, or if he doesn't play and they win, like, are you playing him in game one in Houston? Probably. I would assume so, right? He's had some good games against the Houston Rockets in his career. You'd think, right? How's he going to react to this? It's very curious, but again,
they're going to need his athleticism against, if they can get in against the Rockets.
Correct. They're going to need his athleticism.
I mean,
in
that,
any series.
That team, it's just all a bunch of young athletes.
Well, let's talk about the health of these guys, the old guys, Steph and Jimmy in particular, the thumb, you know, the quad, how they feeling. Anthony Slater told us they should be good to go, but definitely something to monitor.
They're not going to admit to you how tired they are, but you're right. Jimmy Butler played 48 minutes. You saw at times of the game he was, you know, hands on his knees, exhausted. That Kawhi Leonard knee to the thigh was... that was painful. You could tell. I mean, he was grimacing while he was, like, moving around post game in the locker room. And I'm not just talking about limping. I'm talking about, you know, basically getting dressed, like, my thigh, that type of stuff. But, you know, again, he's not on the injury report. He's playing tonight. Steph Curry, thumb injury. I think this is one of the worst versions of the thumb sprain that he's kind of repetitively had this year. It's a really big pad and wrap that he's wearing right now. You know, he's playing. The shot seems fine. I mean, he did have 8 turnovers. Maybe it's leading to a little bit of trouble, like, ball security wise, but we've talked about the age all year. We've talked about if that's going to be an issue.
All right. No, he's
were you surprised how pessimistic Anthony was regarding if they lose?
A little bit, because I do think there is a path still, even if they lose tonight, you're punting game one no matter what. You're just going to get clobbered in that game. I don't even know if, like, you play the players a lot in that game. No, I'm serious. You laugh. You're
going to play, guys.
You're going to play them, but like, you're not playing maybe 30 plus 40 minutes in that game if you're getting blown out.
I mean, we don't know.
You don't know. But if you're down 25 points late in the third quarter, you wrap it up. That's
okay,
what I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay, in that scenario, yes.
You wrap it up. After that, though, you lose game one, and you've played Friday, so you'd have Saturday off. You'd basically have Sunday. I mean, you played a little bit. But then you're probably not playing till Wednesday. You're the Warriors, probably. We'll see how it shakes out, but you're probably not playing again till Wednesday. So that's... almost, you know, 4 days off in between that. I don't hate it. And if you win game two, all of a sudden you got faith and you got belief heading back to Chase Center. So that's why I'm not going to poo-poo it totally. But I hear the argument of
the momentum,
the health,
the psyche.
I hear it.
One thing I don't want tonight is fourth quarter. It gets tense and it gets really quiet in that arena.
Well,
those home games, those play-ins, it can get really tight. When you get down a couple buckets and you're having some poor possessions, they got to give this team, the team has got to give the fans something to cheer for early on in this game and make it a crazy environment.
And I think they will. I think the Warriors get it done tonight, and I think we could all give our picks here in Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I'm going to do it. X-Factor wildcard player of the game.
Ooh.
Buddy Hield. I can't believe I'm going to do it. He's going to hit a couple of threes. Big ones. Late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter. The non-Curry minutes. I think Buddy Hield is going to have some moments in this game.
And the season came down to Buddy Hield.
Hey, terrifying. Hopefully he's right.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
It's terrifying. I can't believe I did
this. This is a certified hood classic.
There you go.
I cannot believe I just did that.
Carter, your final thought.
My final thought is about the Jonathan Kuminga saga. There's a disconnect here with the Warriors,
Jonathan,
quite obviously.
Kuminga.
The disconnect is the Warriors want him to be the guy who's scrappy like GP2, do all that stuff. because he has the length and athleticism to do so. But Jonathan Kuminga wants to be the scorer of this team. It's not what they need. And if he wants to stay on the floor, he's got to do that stuff. And I think he would have helped against the Clippers in those areas, because GP2 could not stay in front of Harden in that game.
I also just think it comes back to what his role has been, and I don't even know who he is as a player still. And I do think maybe that's partly on the player, but all partly on the organization, the coaching staff too. It's not realizing what you have with the guy.
But some guys are wired to be scrappy and some guys aren't.
Sure.
Pods is always good. Pods is going to play this way either until a big injury or just for the rest of his career.
Sure.
Like, some guys just play this way. Some guys don't.
Maybe it's not a scrap thing. Maybe it's just a grit thing.
Why do some guys have a knack for rebounding, right? Some guys love boxing out and it's just in them. It's second nature. Other guys have to work at it, you know, and become better at it. It's just, I don't know, man. I think this is certain players have certain tendencies. And until he dedicates that part of the game to add to his repertoire, it's going to be a hole. It is.
Bingo.
Feels like we are reaching the end of the Jonathan Kuminga run here in Golden State, doesn't it? It's feeling like it's going to be a wrap.
Look, I thought
soon.
Jimmy Garoppolo was done 50 times.
Oh, I hear you on that, but I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is going to get the money he wants from this Warriors team.
Where's the money elsewhere, though?
There's always a sucker somewhere.
Okay, who's tripping over themselves? Like, gotta give that guy $30 million.
No, we'll find out in the summer.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets. There you go. Exactly.
Really?
A team like that.
The Wizards, the Hawks.
You really think that they're like, that's the guy for $30 million a year?
They might. They might. Him and Cam Johnson. Look out.
Good luck,
Sam. What you got?
My fault thought it's a twofer. Part one is I do think you're going to need Jonathan Kuminga on the floor tonight, so let's play him. And then shout out to Logan Couture, who is announcing his retirement later today due to an injury. He's been dealing with a deep groin injury for the last year and a half that he has not been able to get back on the ice for. And he's announcing today that he's going to have to hang up the skates. He can't keep going anymore. So just shout out to Logan for a great career, 933 games all with the Sharks, and represented the organization well. A great hockey player, was a big part of that 2016 Stanley Cup run, that 2019 run to the West Finals. It's unfortunate to see the career end like that, but, you know, congratulations on a very great Sharks career, Logan Couture.
Number 44?
No, he was number 39.
Close.
Vlasic was 44.
Vlasic, yes. Pickles, I do enjoy.
Good knowledge,
not bad.
I always kind of feel bad for the Sharks in that one run. It was sandwiched right with the Warriors and Cavs and the whole 3-1 thing. They did get, was it swept or lost in five
games? Lost in six. Yeah.
Lost in six to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Listen, they had one of the greatest players of all time. Obviously, Sidney Crosby, you got Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Phil Kessel, obviously, in that run, Sam. I just keep going on random Pittsburgh Penguins.
I mean, that was a really good Penguins team. But that Sharks team was also very, very good. Obviously, you had Couture, Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau, Joe Pavelski, Vlasic, Brent Burns there, too. Martin Jones, hell of a run in between the pipes. So
came down to speed in that one. And the speed of the Penguins was just too much for the Sharks to overcome.
Logan Couture, along with Logan Webb, two of the quietest talkers post game you will ever hear.
Two of the most famous Logans,
Logans here in Bay Area sports,
obviously,
as well.
And Wolverine, probably the third, right?
Mount Logan more.
Real quick, rat-a-tat-tat, who wins tonight?
Warriors.
Warriors?
I'm not saying.
Oh, God.
Did you know?
He's got too much action.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that the Pittsburgh Penguins, for a small period of time, were owned by the DeBartolo family?
I did know that. Mario Lemieux. Who's winning?
Yamir Yager.
Yeah. Who's winning?
Number 66 and 99. We are. The fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're entertained. Not the worst one. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Because if we lose, we're done.
Warriors win tonight. Big, big, big win over the Memphis Grizzlies. Now it's Fast Five. Brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go. You got the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Goo are next. And they're going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.